With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Reducing crime remains a top priority for the government. During his delivery of the strategic policy statement in Legislative Assembly last week, Premier the Honorable Alda McLaughlin pointed out that recent efforts by his government to increase the number of police officers on the streets and facilitate the creation of more neighborhood watch areas are paying off. For example, in 2017, there were 515 burglaries reported in Cayman.
Since then, persistent and prolific offenders have been targeted. And as the increased police numbers came on stream and neighborhood watch programs developed, those numbers have been reducing. The success of this can be seen in the 2018 number of burglaries, which fell to 324.
The premier added that government will also implement a new anti-gang strategy. Work to develop the strategy has been underway for some time across government and the police, led by the deputy governor. And the National Roads Authority says Kariftigoers can expect a novel experience on their drive to the University College of the Cayman Islands this weekend. A new connector road near Burger King on Walker's Road stretches to the northern end of Olympic Way near the UCCI entrance. It's the first stage of works to coincide with the Karifta Games taking place this weekend and involves successfully leveling existing ground to allow the route, facilitated by a new dirt road, to be used by Karifta organizers as an additional access way to attend the games this weekend. It will be closed off after the weekend, and full construction works will start, with the utility providers installing underground services. In regional news, Venezuela's Margarita Island, a magnet for tourists around the world, was on lockdown on Tuesday after 65 inmates escaped from a local prison. The inmates broke out from the prison in the town of La Ascension overnight. Vice Admiral Alexander Velasquez, head of the Nueva Esparta military zone, said that 159 people were being held at the prison. Breakouts are common in the Venezuelan prison due to poorly trained and corrupt guards, overcrowding, and weak security, according to press there. About 2,200 security personnel were deployed across the island to search for the escaped prisoners. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, who will take us out of the newscast. I'm Kirstie Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Julie Kendler. The former president of Peru, Alan Garcia, has shot himself in the head shortly after police tried to arrest him at home in connection with a bribery investigation. He's being treated in hospital. His condition is described as very critical. Relatives of Sudan's ousted president Omar al-Bashir have told the BBC he's been moved to a maximum security prison in Khartoum. They say he was taken to Khobar prison, where many of his political opponents were held during his 30 years in power. The Indonesian leader Joko Widodo has welcomed unofficial results, putting him well ahead of his rival Prabowo Subianto in the country's presidential election. But Mr. Prabowo says his own tallies suggest he's in the lead. France has announced an international competition to design a spire to replace the one destroyed by fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The Prime Minister said it could be a replica of the 19th century original or something more modern. Police in South Korea say a man has stabbed five of his neighbours to death after setting fire to his apartment and attacking them as they fled. 13 others were hurt in the attack on Tuesday at a residential block in the southeastern city of Jinju. The first Iranian woman to compete in an official boxing match says she's cancelled her planned return home because a warrant has been issued for her arrest. Sadaf Khadem won the bout in France, fighting in a vest and shorts and with her head uncovered, a breach of Iran's strict Islamic dress code. Two Saudi Arabian sisters who are trying to escape the country say they're trapped in Georgia and have appealed on social media for international protection. The sisters, both in their 20s, say they're fleeing oppression at the hands of their family. BBC News.